The 10 o'clock hour of the Boldathon. God, did we have Bulaga on? Was he even invited to this? Given how late we are, it feels like we had him on. We're getting ready to talk to Tarek Saleh, soon to be University of Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Famer, the all-time sack leader. I wonder, you think he'll go with a bold prediction that has something to do with pass rushers, or since he became a fullback in the NFL, will he make some sort of fullback prediction?
I think he'll probably go... I think he'll be doing something Jordan Love related, is my guess.
Are you excited to see him? I know you have responsibilities on game day, but they will be, they'll all be announced at like halftime of the game on Saturday, right?
Yep. I unfortunately can't make... he's got like five things that he's doing. He's got,
oh, and I didn't get invited to any of them?
Cascade of things.
You got pickleball going on during all of them, or what?
No, but there's... I have some parenting duties with some stuff going on tomorrow, which is where I'd like to have in the Packers play.
Oh,
and
sure.
I'm doing this players only, digi only tomorrow.
Did you get any players yet?
Excited about. Yeah, we have a few. We got a few players. I have some. I had some politeful declines on a Friday night as well. But yeah, we have some. We have a couple of people that are going to join in. So I will be making it over to Tark's post-game tailgate, if he's still up and at him.
All right, well, he is here now for the Boldathon, soon-to-be newly minted Hall of Famer. It is our friend Tarek Saleh. Tarek, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Lots going on, man.
You know, you and I go back a long ways. Where were my invitations to your 12 different things you're doing to celebrate going into the Hall of Fame? Did I miss them?
I strategically didn't send any invites out. It's kind of just socialized, and
word of mouth. Always
welcome. You're always welcome. So yeah, we'll have some fun.
There's actually like printed invites that we actually got. So, yeah. you didn't get it, Jason.
All right. I love you anyway, buddy.
Jason. Yeah,
we're all good. Plus, also, you're smart, right? You're a smart guy. You know that I wouldn't have shown up anyway because I only live in my basement and I never leave.
You know what, Jason? You're a great gift giver.
You are
a great gift. For as much as I love to criticize you,
and you do.
Fantastic gift giver. So there's nothing better to invite somebody that you know is not going to come and drink your beers and eat your food and give you a great gift. So I think if I'm Tark right now, I just throw you an invite. And then hopefully you get like a nice jersey, or you get him something nice. Like that's what I think I would do if I was Tark.
It's a good point. It's a very good point.
I'm going to tell my administrative staff right now to draft you a invite, and you'll have that momentarily.
Send him the invite.
Wait until I now head out to the garage to find all the Badger Herald issues of stories that I wrote about you, and I'll put together a nice collage for you, get it framed, and I'll drop it off. All right. Tarek, as much as I would love to talk about you going into the Hall of Fame and me not being invited, let's talk a little bit about your bold prediction for the Green Bay Packers in 2024. I predicted that it might have had something to do with a fullback since you were an acclaimed NFL fullback for part of your football career, but what do you got for the Boldathon?
Well, I think we're winning 12 games this year. I got 12 games. I got, you know, whatever that is. 12-5.
Good work.
I'm excited. I'm really excited. I think it's going to be a great game Friday night. I'm really excited about playing Philadelphia. I think they have some challenges with Jason Kelce out and the quarterback trying to adapt to the blocking schemes, and with our defense getting improved. Really excited with that. Obviously with an offense that's explosive.
Tarek is the king of, you know, all of us that played football that were trying to get an LNS degree took Portuguese. Tarek is the king, him along with Mary Scheel, who was, I know, a great mentor and tutor. Did Mary Scheel, did you have any interest in going, if you didn't get inducted into the Badger Hall of Fame? You are Mr. Portuguese when it comes to Badger, ex-Badger football players. Did you think about going over and helping in Sao Paulo speak the language?
Eu falo português muito bem, okay? Tudo bem, obrigado. You know, I've got it. You know, Bocce Papo. You know, Bocce Papo is the happy hour we used to have.
Yeah.
I'm an expert. I'm an expert. They should have paid me to go down. Paul, you and I.
You should have been an interpreter. That's what I thought.
All right. Well, Tarik, we are thrilled for you entering the Athletic Hall of Fame. I'm not sure Jesse explained to you the Boldathon. So hopefully next year when you come back, you'll know that you have to make a bold prediction as opposed to whatever that breakdown was that you delivered.
He started, 12 wins was okay to start, and then he kind of digressed just
I'm really
going to
miss Jason Kelsey.
I love his podcast. It's great. Taylor Swift. That's Swifty. Tark's definitely a Swifty. Don't you think he's a Swifty? How much Taylor Swift music are you going to be playing at all your parties, Tark?
Well, I have daughters, so that's all I hear the time. So like, we'll have it cranked up. That's a bold prediction. There you go.
There you go. There it is.
There's another bold prediction.
Tarik, congratulations, buddy. All kidding aside, we are so happy for you. It was a long time coming, and we're so glad that you're headed into the hall. You deserve it so much, and we're proud
of
you. So congratulations, pal.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. All right.
That is the fantastic Tarik Salah. Always revved up to come
Jesse,
around the corner.
Jesse, you need to get that breakdown. We need to listen to that breakdown coming.
We'll make that part of the green and gold game preview
tomorrow. Listen, we break this stuff down on a pretty consistent basis. I need that breakdown coming back from the next break. That was fantastic. Only thing that would have been better is if him and Mary Scheel were breaking it down in Portuguese. That's the only thing. We need different.
All right, so that is soon to be, and as soon as in tomorrow, and then celebrated some more on Saturday. Tarik Salah, the former Badgers edge rusher, former NFL fullback, and special teams maven with his bold.
12 wins ain't bold.
No.
And I'm not going to get after Tark about that. I don't think Jesse updated Tark as far as what that was. 12 wins. I'm going to say, and this isn't bold, I'll be disappointed if they don't get to 12. That's where I'm at.
Disappointed?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. I mean, it's hard. It's hard to win 12 games in the NFL, even with an extra one on your schedule. So 12-5, 11-6, those are my expectations,
too. What'd you think of Vinny Vitrano's this morning on Wisconsin's Morning News? I basically
I was playing pickleball. I didn't hear it.
Yeah. 9-0 at home. 9-0 at home. We have not been a great home team. I know last year we were better, but 9-0 at home is I thought that was pretty good. Then Bilstead went and did like 15. He just got bold. He went bold crazy, but he has X going 10 picks. Charles Woodson
Light. 10 picks.
Yeah, it was pretty. It was very bold. Very
bold. It is bold. Yeah, I don't think they're going undefeated.
I hope so. That would be beautiful.
Would
be
beautiful. And we're going to get Charles on next week, hopefully, to talk about my questionable comparison that I made between him and X. All right, we need to keep rolling on the Boldathon. Thanks to Tarik, and again, congratulations to him. Want to remind you that Fleet Farm is giving you the best prices, a guaranteed. Kind of like guaranteeing a 12-win season. Very bold. Any day, every day. Shop store-wide savings on your everyday essentials. And if you somehow find a lower price, they will match it. Shop the best prices guaranteed today in-store or online at fleetfarm.com. And football season has finally arrived, and Fleet Farm is the place for you to find your game day essentials. We've got everything. From grills and snacks for tailgates to fryers and slow cookers for your at-home watch parties. Maybe you're even doing a players-only watch party and you can get your air fryer going. No matter where you're tuning in this season, get all your game day essentials at Fleet Farm. The Boldathon rolls on next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Here comes the gold medal winning curler. The Boldathon rolls on. This guy's definitely bold. Bold hair, bold accomplishments on the sheet, bold on his show, Jim, Matt, and Molly, which has certainly gotten a much-needed lift from Molly Brown joining the program. It is Matt Hamilton on our Boldathon. Matt, good morning. How are you, bud?
I am doing fantastic, and I must say, you had to put me on after Tarek absolutely crushing that last segment. Kind of hurts.
No, I would say that we've probably set the bar pretty low for you, which is good for you.
Yeah, well, I'll be more bold than that for sure. And also, I have a question for Jesse. I feel like this is a big miss for your producer. How is this not called the Green and Boldathon? Like, it seems so obvious. Is it too obvious? I don't know. Maybe it was a conscious choice. Maybe he just didn't think about it.
I guess we're looking at making a lot of improvements now heading into year four next year, and that could be one of them.
Look at right.
Charitable component. We'll raise some money. We'll call it something different. We'll add every invitation to every person that works for our entire company so that we can fit 500 people into 3 hours. It'll be great.
Pouting. And
I will say, go ahead.
Since it'll be the fourth year of it, we'll make it the fourth place finisher-a-thon, and we'll just have you and other people who finished in fourth place because Jesse likes to put you down like that.
Fair enough. That's tick for tack there, Jason. I appreciate you keeping my ego in check.
That's not no. You're the gold medalist to me, my friend. All right, you are
I
bold,
will say,
though, and you're hardcore as a fan. You live and die with the green and gold, right?
I'm a big fan all my life, and I definitely like to be optimistic. I don't know if bold's the right word. It's optimistic because I think it can happen.
All right, so when you predict that they're going to go 17-0, you will definitely be the most bold of anyone. What is your bold prediction, Matt Hamilton?
So I was looking at some wide receiver stats. I like Gabe Neitzel's head. He's digging in the wide receiver well. I'm going to join him. I was looking at the stats. For the 13th time in NFL history, the Packers are going to have three catchers. It only happened 12 other times in the NFL history.
You cut out. Say it one more time. You cut out. Say it again.
Oh. In the history of the NFL, there's only been 12 times that a team has had three 900-yard pass catchers. The Packers are going to be the 13th. 900 yards for three pass catchers on Green Bay.
What do we think of the bold prediction?
How's that for bold?
That's bold.
It's 13,
it's
12 times in history.
Yeah, it's bold. Yeah, I'd say that's a bold prediction. Everybody is, I think, trying to figure out what's going to happen receiver-wise. 3,000-yard wide, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Well, I mean,
and it would
that's
be
only happened
that's
five times.
Yeah.
I just think with this unique setup with the wide receivers that there is no number one, so the ball is going to be spread better than we may have ever seen in Green Bay.
I think you're right about that, and I think there's reason to be excited about that. I am curious. And this is something we've beaten to death on this show, the concept of the number one wide receiver. I don't know how you avoid that from naturally happening where someone emerges as the guy. Now, it may be Gabe's prediction of Dontavian Wicks. It may be Jaden Reed. It may be all of the above. It may be Christian Watson ending up on the cover of Madden 2026 because of what he puts together if he stays healthy all year.
Hasn't missed the practice.
Thanks for reading. I appreciate you reading your Wisconsin State Journal, or maybe you just knew.
No, that was
already.
Domofsky's article. Domofsky?
No, it was my article.
Put that on ESPN.
No.
Maybe not.
Well, maybe we both wrote that. Anyway.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I read it.
Thanks. Yeah. Your boy reading your stuff. All right, Matt. We'll see if you turn out to be the boldest, but I think your biggest contribution here is a renaming idea. Green and bold.
Yeah,
I like it.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys. I really do love this once a year. It's hilarious to hear all your different predictions. And when you have people that don't understand the assignment, even better.
That was a pretty good dig right there at the end. Well done. Thanks, Matt.
See you.
See ya.
That is Matt Hamilton. You can hear him every weekday on Jim, Matt, and Molly on ESPN Madison. Tausch, I guess I'm curious if we're getting bolder or if we're starting to get less bold. Are we trending in a direction
bold
here? Yeah.
I think we're getting less bold. I mean, in all honesty, though, it's Domofsky with his plane prediction is the boldest of all. I'm not going to be able to get over that. And we had him go maybe a little early. Like, I thought mine was good. I thought it was really bold. I don't think, you know, if I had a bet, I would say it's not going to happen for a lot of the reasons that people are saying, you know, spread the football out, a lot of yards per game. But if it does happen, it's super bold. Now we're getting 12 wins and some of the other stuff. It's going to be – there's a lot of unknowns, but everybody thinks that the Green Bay Packers are going to be pretty good. And that's the difference in what we were doing last year.
I know this. This is not a bold statement. You and Matt Hamilton have a few things in common, including the love of Coors Light.
Indeed, Coors Light brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it is made to chill in those mountains. Oh, baby, those mountains. Make sure they're blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company at Golden, Colorado.
Ian and East Troy.
That's
the
good.
Green and Boldathon, hosted by Gabe Neitzel. I love it. All right, the Boldathon rolls on. Do you think Brad Nortman is bold?
No.
Okay. We'll see. I don't know.
We'll find out together.
I
was going to say that I think he's sneaky bold, but Jesse has decided that he's going to spend today
very measured
running down our teammates, snubbing them, saying they're not bold, whatever it might be. So, boy, we're going to have a lot of trouble booking people for the Boldathon next year at this rate. Brad Nortman of KBN, next on the Boldathon. Stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Rolls on with someone who Jesse doesn't think is very bold, but he is bold.
Great job booking him then, Jesse. You book somebody you don't think is going to be any bold on a Boldathon.
Yeah. So you snubbed Gabe. Now you booked a guy you don't think is very bold.
When I say things that are...
You don't tell Tark what the hell's going on, and he's breaking down.
He clearly wasn't prepared.
When I don't book people, you're upset. Now when I do book people, you're upset. What do you guys want from me?
I'm not upset. I mean, if anybody should be upset...
Who said we're upset?
If anybody should be upset, it should be America's punter, Brad Nortman, who you said is not bold.
He's going to deliver the goods.
Don't fake it now. You already made the statement.
Jesse, since this is your baby, this is your baby. What has been the boldest thing you've heard so far? Besides, obviously, Domofsky, who's completely stolen the cake with his plane crash.
The Packers being in the mix for Davante Adams at the trade deadline. That's compelling to me. That's very compelling.
Mix.
Yeah.
That's not compelling.
If there's,
all.
Like, the Packers don't make.
Linked. I believe it was linked,
yeah, linked
to.
If the Packers don't make trades, if they're even considering where there's a report
guys
out there, that's compelling.
How many guys have they been linked to in the last 5 years? Everybody. They're linked to everybody because Goody says we're in conversations. If that's the boldest, woof. No pun intended.
All right. Well, let's have a conversation with someone that we've been linked to very many times. I think he kind of got his start on this show, and now he's become... one of the bigger stars in the GKB universe. You hear him on KBN, and he's got a new show debuting today at 12:30.
Right?
It's called The Jump Around with Jim Rutledge and Brad Nortman. A little surprised Brad Nortman didn't get top billing there. Brand new digital show that dives deep into all things Wisconsin Badgers every Thursday at 12:30 exclusively on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. It is Brad Nortman on Wilde and Tausch's Boldathon. Bradley, how you doing, bud?
Gentlemen, doing great. Thanks for having me on. A lot to unpack right there, though. Jesse, I'm not bold. That's how you're going to color me? I should just go ahead and see my way out then.
That's got to sting.
The Boldathon.
I mean,
that's got to hurt.
Kind of what we all thought, yeah.
Brad, would you ever, like, on a resume or on a, like, a, you know, about me thing, it's the first week of school for many kids. When you're doing an about me poster, are you going to put bold as one of your five adjectives?
I guess I don't know if I would use bold. Maybe a man of conviction. How about that? That might be a little bit something where, and I think I'm going to change your mind with my bold prediction. I think you're going to walk away from this segment saying, you know what? Brad's a little bit bolder than we thought.
Ooh. All right, let's hear it.
Ooh.
All right, Norty, what do you got?
Okay. My bold prediction for the Green Bay Packers season is that Rashawn Gary leads the NFL in sacks with 18 sacks on the NFL, the 2024 NFL year. He will be all pro. He is going to look like a top five rusher in the NFL and will lead the NFL in sacks this season.
And Jason Wilde will still say he's not yet elite.
He's got to prove it one more year. Now, that's a bold take. There's a lot of big-time pass rushers. Miles Garrett, Micah Parsons. There's a lot of guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here's Rashawn Gary's going to get a lot of attention.
He is.
I like that. That's bold.
I think what Jason has seen, and you have been tweeted about, or X'd about, whatever, was that Rashawn Gary has been a terror so far this year. Tausch, did you ever have any like knee issues? Did you ever tear your ACL?
Yeah, I did.
Twice. Yep.
Yeah. So you have even more than me. So I tore my ACL freshman year of high school. My sophomore year, man, I was ginger with it. I wasn't very confident on it. I couldn't stick my heel in the ground when I actually played positions, more than just punting. And I didn't have a whole lot of confidence with it. But let me tell you, junior year, I was feeling good.
Dynamite.
Back to where I wanted
Dynamite.
It to be. Dynamite.
Yeah.
Second year off of ACL, I think Rashawn Gary is coming back with physical and mental confidence, hand in the ground, aggressive Jeff Hafley defense. And we see it. Like, we've seen him go on 2.5, 3 sacks, 4 fumbles. It's in there. It's just a matter of can he do it consistently. I think this is the year he does it consistently and leads the NFL in sacks.
Robin Madison. Robin Madison.
That's not nice, Rob.
Brad, are you sure this isn't a YouTube comment given the tone? Brad Nortman is as bold as plain oatmeal.
Oh, snap.
Wow.
I mean, to my defense, hey, he's not wrong about oatmeal. That is my – I actually made oatmeal for after this conversation. I'm going to have my
overnight oats?
I'm going to have oatmeal.
Wilde and Tausch segment oats?
I'm the same guy, right? Consistency is my middle name. But I put a little bit of protein powder in there.
Oats.
I put a little bit of cinnamon. You know, it's not plain. There's a kick of flavor to
it. Okay.
Yeah, cinnamon. Yeah. Very bold. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Just out of curiosity, before we say goodbye to you from your Boldathon contribution, you know, we talked about Greg Joseph during camp, and Tausch took to call him Greg the Leg. When you were booming punts for the Brookfield Central Lancers?
Oh, my gosh, Josh is what I would have called him if he's hitting, you know, boomerangs. Oh, my gosh.
But his name is Brad Nortman.
What?
I know. That's right. I'm not sure where it even comes from. That's what I would do. Oh, my gosh, Josh.
All right. Apparently, you're now Josh Bidwell. So congratulations.
Yeah.
Did you have a nickname, Brad?
Well, I didn't have a nickname in high school. If you remember... Graham Gano gave me the nickname of
Ethan. Oh, don't you know, Graham Gano?
Graham Ganono gave me the nickname of B-52 Bomber. Right?
Yeah, there you go.
That's a pretty good little nickname.
Bomber.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Josh.
Oh, my gosh.
See, the name Brad Nortman doesn't create a lot of good jumping off. Yeah.
Not a bold name.
Nothing really.
No,
it's nothing good.
Not a bold name.
Rad.
It's just it's a. Yeah. I mean, you got like rad, but that doesn't hold. You know, doesn't give you a whole lot of. Rad Brad.
Yeah, oh, Rad Brad.
You can't do a lot with that from a punting or a cool nickname standpoint.
Yeah. Well, B-52 is that's a good one.
B-52.
All right.
Hey, my gosh, Josh.
Hey, Josh, we really appreciate your contributions to the Boldathon. Thanks for stopping by.
It's always a pleasure, guys. Always a pleasure.
That is Josh Bidwell of KBM.
I'll say this.
What were you thinking?
I think a lot of us are thinking Rashawn Gary's going to have a big year.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what else? I think that is going to put a lot of attention on him.
Agreed.
And I think Lucas Van Ness, and I don't know if somebody else is going to bold-a-thon this up, I actually think Lucas Van Ness is going to have a very big year. Very big year.
Well, hopefully he didn't take that from any of our upcoming bold-a-thon-ists who are scheduled to appear as we roll on. Tausch, this is bold. The bold look of Kohler.
Ooh. Yeah, I just was at – I think I told you this. I was just at Kohler.
You and
great
Josh.
Experience. Look at all those toilets. Look at all those bathtubs. I sent Jesse a video of a very futuristic toilet that – I don't know if he could put that up on the screen as well, but if you need a bath or shower remodel, it is time. Turn to Kohler Services. Family-owned, 150 years. Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer that provides care for life. This month only, get $1,000 off and zero interest for 12 months on your Lugstone shower remodel. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote. And fast professional installation, well, that's always included. Again, that's KohlerServicesWI.com.
The Boldathon rolls on with a interloper from another market.
Mm.
A surprise party crasher joins us next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
The Boldathon rolls on, taking your bold predictions. By the way, we want to curate some of yours, which we will visit tomorrow when we do the Boldathon postgame show hosted by Jesse Nelson, at least until Gabe Neitzel takes over. But you could share yours via the talk and text line, text them in or tweet them in at Wildy and Tausch on Twitter/X. Or text us 844-770-3776. Up next, Mark Silverman. What are you doing here? A Bears guy? On the Wildy and Tausch Packers Boldathon? What the hell's going on out here? Sylvie, good morning. Welcome.
Crashing the party.
No one I'd rather have crash our party. Except maybe Waddle. What's going on? What are you doing here?
I was asked to come on with a bold prediction or two, maybe. Oh.
So we asked you, but not Gabe. Nice. Way to go, Jesse.
I like to mix up the... You're the one who said we're only going to get all positive things all day, so I figure let's branch out a little bit and get a unique perspective involved here.
It's true. Yeah. Hey, what'd you think of Hard Knocks?
You know, and I wanted the Bears to do this. I thought it was very sanitized.
Yep.
And from what I understand is a lot of it came from the Bears. The Bears never wanted to do it. And the Bears, I don't know how much you guys know, Hard Knocks and NFL Films and HBO allow the team to now get in on the editing process.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bears, there was no swearing. I don't know if you guys noticed this. There was never a swear dropped. Obviously, Tausch, you know there's lots of swearing that goes on a football field. Jason, you know that we've covered these guys. And if you cover a training camp practice, there's swearing galore. They never showed one swear.
And that's just from the reporters.
Exactly. And we swear up a storm. But yeah, it was very sanitized. There was some good stuff. I thought the last episode was very good. I thought the cuts were very good, the way they showed that and took us behind the scenes. So, like, I'd rather do it than not do it. So it was good all in all.
Well, I'm hoping someday the Packers are on it, but they continue to avoid any of the rules that would force them to do it. I'm sure the NFL, just like they wanted them in Brazil, would love to have them on Hard Knocks, but I don't see that happening unless they get their arms twisted and have to do it. All right, Sylvie, your Bears team, there is a lot of buzz about your quarterback and your team, but you're supposed to be making a bold prediction about the Packers. I'm eager to hear what you come to the show with.
Okay. 3 wins.
All right. In September?
No. I'm kidding.
Well, whatever. Gong Show.
I'm joking. My real bold prediction for the Green Bay Packers for 2024 is you guys will be getting phone calls. You guys will be breaking things down where people will be calling in and saying that you guys miss Aaron Jones. And that as good as Jacobs is in the box score and on the stats, he is not the same guy and the same winning type player that Aaron Jones has provided you guys for the last several years.
Mm-hmm. Opposite end of the spectrum of Tausch is where we stand on this prediction.
I went the exact opposite. I think Josh Jacobs, the fact that there is no Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon's out for the year, you have a young back that's got a hammy issue, you're going to lean on old Josh Jacobs even more, and I have him setting the all-time Green Bay Packer single season rushing record this year. So we couldn't be more opposite, but that is a bold take. I think Aaron Jones, beloved by Green Bay, great in the community. I don't think he's going to have a great year up in Minnesota. I just don't. But yeah,
I'm not
Sylvie,
shocked.
Sylvie, before we let you go.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Sylvie.
I'm not shocked. It's very unbold that Tausch and I are opposite ends of the spectrum. So
for sure.
That's all I was going to say.
That's true. So, Sylvie, I have made a few wagers with some Bear friends in the neighborhood. I bet some cash that they don't make the playoffs. What would you say?
And would you like to bet Tausch,
Sylvie,
too?
You want in on some of that action. Yeah. And I know we can't do that because of some stuff. It's all non-monetary, blah, blah, blah. It's just, you know, for funsies.
We're not allowed to make a bet?
I don't know how that all works. I'm just alleged and all the other stuff that you have to say.
Alleged. We have to make an alleged bet.
I think they're going to make the playoffs.
I think they're going to.
But I think they're going to beat the Packers 1 year. But if you could hear it in my voice, by saying it doesn't sound overly confident. I could see the Bears going 9-8 and not making the playoffs. This is not some lock guarantee that I'm saying, yes, the Bears are definitely going to make the playoffs. How can I come into your bold-a-thon and after all these losses in a row to the Packers, I could do it, but I think it's a douchey move to now all of a sudden talk trash to you guys just getting our ass kicked year in and year out. So that's a long way of saying, Tausch, that I think they're going to make the playoffs, but I'll happily make a bet just to make it fun again,
sure.
It's not like something that I'm like guaranteeing at this point.
Okay, I went into this when I saw your name on the rundown. I felt in my bones that your bold prediction would be, after 10 straight losses since Matt LaFleur took over, the Bears will sweep the season series with the Packers and win both games. That would have been bold.
Yeah, Sylvie hadn't been on the air. Sylvie hadn't been an iconic broadcaster in the city of Chicago by being dumb and by being nonsensical. That's not who Sylvie is.
Yeah, look, I like to drink, but I'm not on drugs. Like, I'm not coming in and saying they're going to sweep the Packers. Like, I'm going to be happy if the Bears win one game this year. Yeah. Like, can I get one before I start predicting a sweep? I know it's the bold of
Jason.
But I'm not, I'm not crazy.
All right, well, the whole idea is to be bold, and I think we can all agree predicting a Bears sweep would have definitely qualified as bold. All right, Sylvie, we love you, buddy. Enjoy the season. You know I'm pulling for the Bears to be not just competitive, but for Caleb Williams to be fantastic, and this rivalry for the next decade plus.
I actually think this time they got it right. I do.
Yeah, well, hard to believe. Sylvie, we appreciate you, buddy. Thanks.
Love you guys. Talk to you soon.
I love you guys.
There you have it, even from old Sylvie. All right, that is Sylvie's bold prediction. Tausch, would you say that when it comes to Prize Picks, when you run your game, that you're bold? Or are you more like Sylvie, where you want to just be smart, not take too many risks that you
don't
need to take?
I got into, and I know you can win up to 100 times your money when you get four correct picks. And if that's your game, run your game, Prize Pickers. You guys, if that's what you want to do, I just made my season long. I went Aaron Rodgers more, Joe Burrow less on their projected stats.
Wow.
You guys take a look. You have to do it by tonight before that game tips. Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app. The easiest and most fun and exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. And unlike other apps, Prize Picks, it's just you versus the numbers. I just told you, I went with a two-player. I went Aaron Rodgers and I went Joe Burrow. You can do up to 2 to 6 players. And if you sign up today, you get $50 instantly when you play a $5 deal. You don't even need to win to get that $50 bonus. Patrick Mahomes, more or less than 4,300 yards. I didn't touch that one. I didn't like that. I like the – and Jesse, you can put that up on whatever little screen you're going to do.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, more. Joe Burrow, less. That's what I did. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use your code WI for that first deposit match up to $100. That's code WI. On Prize Picks for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. You don't have to run my game. You don't have to run Jesse's game. You don't have to run Sylvie's game. You got to run
your game.
Game. Thank you.
That needs some work.
Well,
yeah, we got some work to do.
So if you're gonna if you're gonna build it up of all these people's games,
you
that
love
you don't
doing
have to
it.
Run.
I normally don't ask you to do reads, but when you're into it like that, I want you to finish it up.
I had already delivered the run your game earlier, and then you just point at me.
Did you want to have him do your game, or did you want to alternate run your game? Like,
we need to do more on-air planning, clearly.
We have to prep.
The Boldathon rolls on. Run your Boldathon, the 11 o'clock hour, which will include, well, I'm not going to tell you who it includes, because
Tausch tell you what,
wants
this
to
has
be
kept
surprised.
Us on the clock. This Boldathon has kept us on the clock.
Well,
is it not?
I mean,
we started the 10 o'clock hour at 10:10.
But we're going to start the 11 o'clock hour at a reasonable
time. Not if
time.
You keep talking.
Well, get us out. Run your game. Let's go.
The Boldathon continues with the 11 o'clock hour. Starts in 2 minutes. Run your Boldathon.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.